Ah, oh, happy lunchtime. Good afternoon. This is The Man in Line. You can get in touch by texting 166177, email studio@manxradio.com, or call 66 13 68. Since the last update, there are no further confirmed positive cases for coronavirus on the Isle of Man. That's 335 confirmed cases. 41 people awaiting results, just one person awaiting a test. 7 people currently in hospital. 15 active cases, 8 in the community, and those 7 in hospital. Contact tracing underway. It's 12:07. Let's get to the lines now. David's with us. Hi, David.
Hi, Andy. Andy, I was listening to Tynwald this morning. Well, no, I'll rephrase that. I was trying to listen to Tynwald this morning, and the quality of sound night is absolute rubbish. June Watterson, I struggled to understand what he was saying. Daphne Kane wasn't too bad. And then Lauren Skelly came on, and I said, forget it, switch it off. The extraneous noise is coming in from outside as well. And Andy, anybody with a hearing problem would never, ever be able to follow it if they wanted to.
Well, as one of the things about the new normal nowadays, everybody is doing this remote stuff and what have you. And I know we've certainly had issues with the remote noise. That's caused, I think, because they do this conference Zoom stuff or something akin to that, is if everybody has their microphone switched on, everything battles against everybody else. So I think whenever one person's speaking, everyone else has to turn their microphone off. But if one person leaves it on, then it's kind of just, it's like an automatic level control that you used to have on cassette recorders. It pulls stuff in. So it's certainly, well, it's one of those new normals. I mean, I don't like it myself because it makes everybody sound like R2-D2, doesn't it?
It does. And not only that, you've got, when they're talking, you've got noise coming in, like, and honestly, if you had a hearing problem, Andy, you'd never be able to follow it.
Well, no, I agree entirely. This whole, but it's really down to how people use the technology. I think it's a bit like an old two-way radio when one person could speak, and at the end they'd then say over, and somebody else could talk. And that's the situation. The technology is there if it's used properly. I just think the politicians aren't using it properly, David.
Well, they need a lesson from Manx Radio on how to use it, because honestly, listen to it this morning. I just got so fed up with it. I just turned it off.
Did you make any sense of what you heard anyway?
No, because you couldn't hear enough of it properly.
All right. Well, I know for a fact John Moss has been listening to you. He's our monitor for Tynwald today, so we'll try and make some sense of...
I could hear John when he was talking, and I could hear Steve Roden all right, and I could hear the Attorney General all right. And I thought, oh, well, that's not bad. But then once they started talking to Mr. Speaker and then the others, honestly, it was abysmal.
Well, I think normally in Tynwald, of course, they can turn their own microphones on and off. But they have to just learn to do that. So we'll tell them then, turn your microphones off if you're not talking.
Well, at least then you've got a chance of listening.
All right, David, good to talk to you.
Okay,
thanks for being with us today. Well, there is something akin to a new normal, of course. The Chief Minister has faith in you. Did you know that? The Chief Minister has faith in you, the Manx public, to continue to use common sense during the latest phase of easing coronavirus restrictions. From tomorrow, gatherings of up to 10 people outdoors will be allowed, but you must observe the 2-metre social distancing measure. Okay, so are you following this? 10 people outdoors, 2-metre social distancing. A maximum of 2 people from the same household will be able to go into another house. Government's advising that people meet for up to 15 minutes, no more than 15 minutes, to keep the risk of spreading infection low. Okay, so we got it so far. 10 people can meet. Must observe the 2 meters. Point two, 2 people from the same household can go to someone else's house. And you can only meet for up to 15 minutes to keep the risk low. are spreading infection low. Howard Quayle today.
How can you monitor this? You know, if I say you must do this and you can only do it for so many minutes and you've got to do A, B and C, how can we possibly monitor it? We trust amongst public. We are in the position where we can allow this sort of thing to happen because the great Manx public have listened to the advice and guidance from the government, and they've followed it in a considerably large number. And therefore, because of the common sense that the Manx public have already shown, we feel that we can make this next step. Now, obviously, if it is abused and we see a spike in infections, then it's the sort of thing we would have to pull back. But I sincerely hope and I believe genuinely that the Manx public will respect it, be sensible. They know what's best for their loved ones. They know who's shielding, who isn't, who's vulnerable, who's maybe not well at the moment. But equally, we as a society have to move on. And there is a risk that if we don't allow contact with loved ones, that people can become socially isolated. And I think I've said before before this outbreak happened, that one of the biggest killers of our elderly will be social isolation. And therefore, working up this policy of two people from the same household going in, observing the social distancing, hand washing, and being sensible about how long they spend in that property, and we've given people what the best advice is so they can make an informed choice themselves.
Are you following this? Can you make sense of all this? Yesterday, the Chief Minister outlined some areas that the Council of Ministers is currently looking at.
I know that there will now be pressure from those who have returned to work in the retail sector to have school and nursery provision. This will be a focus of discussions with teachers and the nursery industry this week, and I, or the Minister of Education, Sport and Culture, will update you when we have more details. We have been asked about weddings. As soon as they are ready to do so, the General Registry will be able to take forward the administrative aspects of weddings. In terms of religious wedding ceremonies, we are content for these to take place with appropriate social distancing in place, but the final decision is for that place of worship themselves and the guidance being issued by their relevant religious bodies.
It's 13 minutes past 12. You're on the Man in Line. Text 166177, email studio@maxradio.com. Or call 66 13 68. Yesterday, Dr. Alex Allenson was on the Man in Line for the whole hour. The Education, Sport and Culture Minister was on. How did you feel he did? Did you enjoy Mr. Allenson yesterday? Did you, Dr. Allenson, did you find that his answers were relevant, cogent, trustworthy? Did you enjoy that? Lots of people. We had loads and loads. We couldn't get to all. Literally dozens and dozens of texts and emails asking about education and the fact that we say, you know, quite offhand now, children aren't at school, students aren't at school, but their education will suffer. Lots of children's education will suffer. There's the learning bit, of course, but there's also the social aspect. Children need to be together. Children like other children. So some children who maybe have trouble not being around other children. Any thoughts on that? You can, and I've got more to come to as the morning, the afternoon goes on. Lots of people, some follow-ups to what Dr. Allenson was talking about yesterday. But I also want to go to something which has been stirring quite a bit of comment, and this concerns the Speaker of the House, Juan Watterson, and the human rights of Manx residents returning to the Isle of Man after the closing of the borders is going to be explored at today's Timwald. Speaker of the House of Keys, Joan Watterson, is asking the Attorney General today to what extent the Isle of Man government was compliant with the optional protocol to the Contravention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment as regards those being quarantined at the Comus Hotel. You get that? Torture, cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. Similar concerns have been raised by a number of organisations on the topic. The Isle of Man Law Society, Amnesty International, the Isle of Man Group and the Celtic League. Some targeted at the Isle of Man prison. Well, Manx Radio's Dolan Mercer asked the Speaker of the House of Keys, Mr. Watterson, if he was asking the questions with those concerns in mind.
Well, this is actually looking at the United Nations High Commission on Human Rights, actually, and the treatment of people in quarantine and how the Isle of Man situation measures up with those international standards. And certainly my feeling is that they don't seem to match up terribly well. And I was just wondering what legal advice the Attorney General has given, if even his advice has been sought on some of these things, because certainly some of the treatment that we've heard of from people who have been held in quarantine at the COMIS don't appear to be compliant with their fundamental rights.
People reading the order paper for Tynwald this month are struck with words like torture and inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. What sorts of wrongdoing or alleged wrongdoing are we looking at here?
Well, I'm not suggesting that people at the COMIS have been put on the rack, but there are rights for those people who have been placed in quarantine by government. The subcommittee for the prevention of torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment does have guidelines on this, and I'm interested to know whether the government has taken any notice of these. They include things such as permitting internal freedom of movement, a range of purposes of activities, the right of access to medical advice, to legal assistance, ensure that they don't suffer any marginalisation or discrimination, and they have appropriate psychological support. And on many of those features, I don't think we've come out of it terribly well.
It's a question for the Attorney General, not for a policymaker. So you're really looking for answers in respect of the legal framework here.
That's right. In terms of whether really, to what extent the Isle of Man has complied with this this Convention on Human Rights, we are obviously signatories to that through the United Kingdom. We have our national preventative mechanisms, and that would be through the Attorney General and through the bodies such as the Independent Monitoring Board or the prison and things like that. And I want to know whether this advice has been sought, what has been given, and whether we're really meeting our international obligations.
What do you think about what the Speaker of the House of Keys has to say? Do you think it's something we need to pursue? Do you think we need to actually, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's where treatment of people at the Comus Hotel was concerned? Text, email, or give us a call. Oh, Andy, says John, why 15 minutes? Why the increase in risk after 15 minutes? Either you spread it or catch it, no matter how long you're in contact. Mad, says John. One has to look at Facebook to know people are already organising barbecues and parties as they now consider lockdown over. Well, says Bob, get ready for the second wave of coronavirus. Well, Mr. Ashford is quite vehement about this. If the number of cases spikes, and of course we've been at zero or one case for quite a while, if it starts to spike, then the restrictions will come back, from the word of Mr. Ashford. Jimmy, but two people from different households can't play golf together. Doesn't make sense. Is that 15 minutes outside or just inside? I think it's 15 minutes inside. If contact tracing is the key, why couldn't Mr. Allinson or others confirm the origin of recent cases, especially when people have been subject to restrictive controls? Mr. Quayle may have faith, but do we, says G. Paul dropped me a note to say the minister, from the Department of Enterprise, Mr. Skelly, told the nation 4 weeks ago that his department was in a position to try and get ahead of the game against other jurisdictions around the globe. We need information as to how the plan is going, or have we missed the chance? Just want an honest answer. The general public have listened and adhered to government advice. It will be fantastic if he has some good news for the nation. This is David now. Hi, Andy. I've been running a 3-star guest house in Peel for nearly 40 years. We put a lot of work and money to keep it to a good standard, but we've applied for financial help and been told by the Department of Enterprise and the Department of Tourism we don't qualify because my wife and I claim a state pension. This is surely unfair, where we both paid NI over the years. Well, drop me a note about that, David. If you have some official correspondence, we'd like to see that. I can't believe that a family want us to relax the border closure so they can attend a funeral. If this family are allowed to enter the island, it sets a precedent and opens the floodgates. Keep our border closed at all costs. think of all the bereaved families who live here and have lost someone. Text, email, give us a call.
This is the Isle of Man talking, the man in line.
Open line through till 1 o'clock today. The nation stays 21 minutes after 12.
Even though our high streets are quieter, Isle of Man Bank are continuing to help you look after your money.
Our mobile app and online banking service are still a secure, easy way to do your everyday banking at home, day or night.
You can check your balance, pay bills, transfer money, and more.
Search Isle of Man Bank on your App Store or register for online banking at iombank.com.
Thank you for staying at home and banking safely. Eligibility criteria apply.
Love local, love the island.
At Bond Fabrics, we're not just a fabric shop. As well as curtains and upholstery and dress and costume fabrics, we've knitting and crocheting wools. Made to measure, curtain and blind service, plus poles and tracks. Visit Howard Street, Douglas, call 611 856 or see bondfabrics.im.
Impact Kickboxing in Braddon is welcoming everyone who wants to get fit and have fun. Learn discipline and focus, as well as some serious self-defense skills. Training with a world champion coach, all while socially distancing. Search Impact Boxing on Facebook to get started.
Here at the Cregna Bar, we have a weekly changing selection of pub favourites, gluten-free and senior citizen options for takeout and delivery. Available Friday and Saturday evening and Sunday lunch. View this week's menu on Facebook or call the Craig 676 948.
Love local, love the island.
With restrictions being eased, we're delighted to announce that the Lifestyle Furniture Grand Reopening Spring Sale is on now. To welcome back customers, we'll be offering great savings throughout the store in all departments. Our new stunning spring collections are now in stock and we have full safety measures in place. So pop down and give your home a spring makeover. The Lifestyle Furniture Grand Reopening Spring Sale, on now. With free island-wide delivery and 0% interest-free credit subject to status. Open 7 days a week.
At Recruitment Works, we have a reputation for results. We go out of our way for our clients. If you need someone with a specific skill set, we'll make sure we find it. Recruitment Works is registering fantastic candidates remotely. We have the skills, the experience, and the passion to provide you with the right people for your business. Visit us at recruitmentworks.im or call 629676. Recruitment Works. Recruitment that works.
Question, do we have the best smartphones on the island's best network? Sure we do. Get your favourite now. Choose the latest iPhone or Samsung Galaxy and get 6 months half price plan rental when you switch to Sure. Terms and conditions apply. Full details at sure.com. That's sure.com. And remember, you'll always
get more from Sure.
The man in line with Andy Wint. Furnished by Magic Carpets.
Good afternoon. I'd like to ask why some secondary schools, in particular Ramsey Grammar School, are not sending as much work out as was expected for the Year 10s, who are going to be drastically affected by the amount of time they've had off.
Well, I just wanted to know, if you can put this question through, with there being not so many cases identified now, why can't they all be isolated on a ward in Nobles and... That way we wouldn't have any cases in the community with the risk of cross-contamination. So it might be a good idea, I don't know.
OK, we'll put those two next time we get to talk to the minister. And if you have a thought on this, and this is a point that came up time and time again on the texts and emails we had yesterday with Dr. Allinson, was the fact that education is suffering. Dr. Allinson conceded that education is suffering. Of course, how could it do anything else? Well, the fact that lots of students from schools just haven't been in school for the past 8 weeks or so. And how are they going to catch up on it? What's going to happen? What are the exam boards going to do regarding exam results? And of course, there's a brand new university year starting in October. What's this generation going to be like? Or do you think the 8 weeks will be easily made up? Well, we'd like to hear that. And if you have a child at school or not at school, just tell us, and you don't have to be terribly specific about your name, but because we don't want to get anybody into trouble directly, but I'd like an indication of whether you think the quality of education or lesson planning is as good as you think it could be. Text, email, or give us a call. Well, that point about the Manxbourne family calling for a border restriction to be eased on compassionate grounds is the story of the Killen family. The Killens recently lost their mother to cancer. Tim, Dean and Ellie live in the UK and Australia, and they've contacted the Manx government asking for permission to travel to the island to attend their mum's funeral and support their dad, Eddie. But due to current restrictions, they can't.
What I was hoping that we could do would be to work together with the Manx government to see how we could, you know, amend or discuss the legislation to allow Manx people like myself and others, you know, an exemption on compassionate grounds to be able to safely and securely return to the island, you know, to support, you know, what I think are quite vulnerable people at the moment. This isn't just about, you know, me and my family. I think there are numerous other people, you know, in similar situations, either wanting to leave the island or to arrive. And, you know, so it's for everybody. It's not just for, you know, it's not, we don't just want an exemption for my family. We want to try and see how we can relax things a little more whilst maintaining all the safety that's required so that people can, you know, can sort of grieve and support their families. That's the most important thing.
So what are you doing now after government said no? What is your current plan of action?
We're looking to see with regards to funeral arrangements, you know, if they can be delayed. And, you know, I'm also trying to, you know, to speak to, you know, politicians in the UK. My local MP here in the Cotswolds is Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown. I've approached him and he's advised that he will contact the Chief Minister to see what can be done. But you know, the most important thing is to say, you know, it would be to have the opportunity to have a telephone conversation, to talk through and explore the options so we can understand, you know, what potentially could be done and the timescales so that we can, you know, we can understand, you know, how we can move forward and ensure the, you know, the safety and well-being of my dad.
How is your dad?
I think he's like any, you know, any Manxman in their 70s, you know, he's pretty stoic. You know, he's a very strong individual on the surface, but, you know, this has hit, you know, our family hard, as I'm sure it will do others in similar situations. It's a highly emotional and very difficult situation. The added inability in order to be able to give, you know, my dad a hug and to cry together is something that's, you know, I think, you know, very difficult to get through at the moment.
Well, the Chief Minister commented on this case yesterday. Mr. Quayle said they were looking at how they could allow people to come to the Isle of Man and see loved ones before they passed on or for a funeral as well. He said, we need a solution for how people could come from the UK without the risk of bringing the infection with them. Mr. Quayle described the situation as heartbreaking and said he had a friend's funeral today that he couldn't go to, so he understood how upsetting it was. The story of the Killen family, sadly, their mum died recently and father Eddie is on his own. Text, email, give us a call. I think that's a political own goal from Mr. Watterson, by the way, Juan Watterson, Speaker of the House of Keys. The public won't forget this, says Paul. Will people stop moaning all the time? The Chief Minister is doing a brilliant job, says that correspondent. The Speaker comes across as a bitter politician. Seems completely against the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers, says Nigel. Well, Nigel, he's a politician doing his job, you could say. The 15 minutes is a recommendation, says Geoffrey. It's not law, it's not a rule. How many times does this need to be said? Well, we've said many times before when everything was absolute and you couldn't do this. Definitely couldn't, not possible, if at all. Now it's down to your judgment and how much the government trusts you. How about that? The 15 minutes, that recommendation, says Geoffrey. Now, come on. No chance the public will accept another lockdown after less than 2 months. They've had enough. It makes you wonder how people got through 6 years of war, says Bob. Well, Mr. Ashford says if there is a spike and they're monitoring the cases of COVID every day, they get the information, we're testing on the Isle of Man. If there is a spike, the lockdown will come back. Mike, and a note that says the Isle of Man government has had enough to contend with. They don't need a traitor within Tynwald. Perhaps we should rebuild Hango Hill. And Mike joins us. What about the weather, Mike? Ken,
yes, all right. It's about the weather. It's been bugging me for some time. This Mr. Skellish perhaps should have a word, or Mr. Thomas.
with the BBC and the weather people. The weather forecast on BBC starts in the Jersey, St Helier, moves up the west coast, northwest coast, goes from Belfast to Liverpool, and the poor Isle of Man, sat there in the middle of the Irish Sea, is hardly ever mentioned. So perhaps you should get a bigger map.
Which one are you watching, BBC or ITV?
Oh, don't watch ITV. BBC. It starts off at St Helier in Jersey, and they move up, and the Isle of Man's just forgotten about.
Well, ITV have us on, I think.
Well, it's on. The Isle of Man gets mentioned on North West, when it's just a North West forecast, but it's the national map. Perhaps Mr. Skelly should negotiate with the BBC, get a bigger weather map.
We need bigger weather maps. Thank you, Ken. Good to hear from you. The note that came in that says, who voted for this speaker? Can I say that you said he's off his trolley? Now, come on, the speaker has a job. And any politician has a job. They're paid public money to do their job. Mr. Speaker is saying he wants to see whether people who went to the Comis were treated humanely, whether any laws were broken or any conventions were broken. Leave the borders closed till the end of September or October. The good weather will be gone, so people won't want to come to the Isle of Man. Then it'll keep everybody safe, says Jimmy. Ruth says, come on, this is utter rubbish to say that those isolated in the lovely Comis Hotel were subject to torture and loss of human rights. We, the Manx public, need security of borders. Not everyone can be trusted to comply with the isolation restrictions. Get a life, Mr. Speaker, says Ruth. Human rights, we've lost a certain degree of those for the greater good. The Comis refugees had their jolly holidays. Most have lost holidays and money as well. Lots have lost jobs. Nurses not seeing their own children for the greater good. Some have lost loved ones. Human rights moaners need to see others, not just themselves. That note in from Bev. Support for the speaker. I think June Watterson's right. The government has not made any mistakes regarding the COVID case, but the decision not to let Manx people back at all was a mistake, and then begrudgingly to herd them back like criminals was a mistake, as the changes that took place clearly shows. And a note from John in Onchan. Those people who felt their human rights were breached at the Comis had the right and the option to stay in the UK. The most basic human right is the right to life. Protect the right to life of the majority. Well, Joan Watterson will be on duty, of course, later on this week, because the Public Accounts Committee, the fourth Public Accounts Committee public emergency scrutiny session, is on this Friday at 11 o'clock. It's going to look at the preparedness for moving out of the emergency powers period, including considering the plan outlined in Stay Safe, the medium-term response to COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee is, step forward, the Honourable Juan Watterson, Speaker of the House of Keys, and he reckons it's important for the Manx public to understand how government's making decisions about how the island will exit from the emergency. Now, the Public Accounts Committee is Juan Watterson, Speaker of the House of Keys, MHK's Rob Collister, Julie Edge, Chris Robertshaw, and from the LegCo, it's Jane Poole-Wilson. And in front of the committee this Friday, Chief Minister will be there, Howard Quayle, the Chief Secretary, Will Greenhow, Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt, the Interim Chief Exec at Health and Social Care, Catherine Maxim, and the Medical Director, Rosalind Ranson. Now, legislative buildings are closed at the moment, but you can hear the evidence via a live stream on the Tynwald website, which I think is tynwald.org.im. And you can see what they have to. And of course, we'll have full coverage of that on Manx Radio, and we'll be bringing you resumes of how it is. Interesting to see that national broadband plan that's been outlined today by Lawrence Skelly, Minister for Enterprise. The Department for Enterprise has awarded Manx Telecom preferred supplier status for the island's national broadband plan outlined in the National Telecom Strategy. That was approved, well, it's 18 months ago, it's October 2018. It's a £10 million contract to Manx Telecom for making them responsible for the delivery of wholesale ultra-fast broadband. Well, we had a bit of a survey on the Man in Line, didn't we, about ultra-fast broadband on the Isle of Man. In 9 intervention zones across the island, these are the difficult-to-reach areas as a consequence of providing high-speed broadband services to locations likely to be commercially unviable. Better broadband on the Isle of Man.
Andy Wynn.
Well, we'll see.
The nation's station makes radio.
B&B Furniture Store is open again at Snugborough Trading Estate. So come along to browse the huge selection of new products on display to order, along with a fantastic range of suites and beds for immediate delivery. All available with no deposit, interest-free credit. Social distancing measures are in place to keep us all safe and well, so please follow the guidance given. B&B Furniture Showroom, open again at Snugborough Trading Estate, and looking forward to welcoming you back.
Songs to wash your hands to.
Gov guidelines say you must wash your hands for 20 seconds to fight off coronavirus. If you need help timing, that's...
Eyes always look on the bright side of life.
Come on!
Always look on the bright side of life.
Just like that, all together. Stay safe from all of us at Manx Radio. Brought to you by the team at Spectrum Windows. Spectrum Windows, brightening island homes with windows, doors and conservatories for over 25 years.
Even in lockdown, Chase Wealth are here to help you. Whether savings, investments, new or existing pensions, we're happy to help, reassure and provide advice. With some stock markets lower than they have been for years, now might be the time to invest and benefit when markets bounce back. Call us today on 640 350 or email advice@chasewealth.im. No investments are risk-free and they could go down as well as up. Chase Financial Services, trading as Chase Wealth Solutions, is regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
We all need peace of mind, especially in today's uncertain times. That's where Peace of Mind Professional Will Writing Services can help. Your Manx will, with a special offer of £149 plus VAT, will be drafted and delivered safely to you. Choose your consultation by email, telephone or video call. Call Mike on 837091 or go online to peaceofmind.co.im. Because life is for living, not worrying.
Corkill Removals and Storage today. Loads big and small day after day. We'll help you move, we'll help you pack. With a local or global, we've got the knack. So give us a cheer.
Yay!
Your movers are here.
They do it right.
We're open and working to government guidelines. And with storage solutions from only £12 per week, please call
675-495. We'll get your load delivered on time. You can be sure we'll get the job done. Click corkillremovals.com.
Manx Radio Breakfast.
And we're here every weekday with the main stories of the morning.
Because of the common sense that the Manx public have already shown, we feel that we can make this next step.
One thing that has become apparent on the island, people are discovering Manx produce and realising how fantastic it is.
And I'd like to see our government having some better guidelines on helping people to make good choices.
We'll be back in the morning from 7:30, rounding up all the latest developments, along with the weather for the day ahead and all the travel news.
So join us tomorrow for Manx Radio Breakfast, powered by Manx Telecom.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
Loads of comments in today. I'd have to ask, if people are catching this virus now, is that showing they've not been social distancing, says David. I think the speaker's made himself look foolish. And how much does this question the cost in civil service time? Those complaining of treatment at the Comus are utterly selfish people who didn't even deserve to be allowed to be returned. I couldn't care less how they were treated. Housed in Castle Rushen and Birch Daily would have been good enough for them. Stan, I think your tongue is in your cheek. No compassion for the few. Keep the border closed. I'd love to see my family and grandchildren. I'm just not that selfish. The Speaker is more outspoken by the day. Is the position of Speaker protected at the next election? So, well, of course, the next election is a year in September. In view of the excessive deaths in the Abbotswood care home and the complaint that the care homes were abandoned, to their own devices, both in the Isle of Man and in the UK, should there not be an independent investigation into how there's a general consensus? Well, Mike, I think there is going to be an independent inquiry, certainly into Abbotswood, and probably there'll be a big inquiry into the whole thing. It'll probably go on for years. I have four children, two in state primary, two in state secondary. The secondary material is inadequate. Some teachers are engaged online and others don't really bother, says this parent who's texted in as well. The primary school was simply shocking. An A4 sheet with topics listed, some generic website links for the first 6 weeks. No contact from the school primary teacher. At 6 weeks, I was advised to use the English Department of Education resource, which was disengaging for the children. Another note in, I've got sympathy for the family. This is the family who want to come over for the funeral, but where will it end? You get people wanting to come to visit elderly or sick relatives, and then you get people who live in the island wanting to go across for the same reason and then wanting to come back. I don't think it should be allowed. Let's not forget the shambles the government left us all in. The Chief Minister may have faith in us, but most workers I know, and indeed myself, don't have faith in him. Well, there is an election next year. All you need to do is get people to sign you and you can apply to be an MHK. All you need are people to vote for you. I'm really quite disgusted with the moaning. Our government stepped up to the mark and done us proud. At every step, they've done the right thing. Human rights. Do the moaners know what that means, says Liz. A lady in Peel owns a few cottages that she rents out for holiday lets. Yesterday, I saw a family turn up in an English registered car. After offloading their luggage, they took the dog out and all set down to the promenade. This is all anecdotal stuff, and Dan, if you've got proof of that, of course, you should be sending that to the appropriate authorities, if that's true. One minute we're told that Jerby's a holiday park, the next that 2 weeks in a luxury hotel is torture. Well, that's the new normal nowadays, isn't it? Those people who went to the Comus internment camp should be grateful they were allowed back to the Isle of Man. Another note in, maybe let the prisoners from Jerby stay at the Comus and put the returnees in prison if the luxury hotel with room service is such torture. Juan Watterson is just bloodying the nose of the Council of Ministers for their continual ignoring other MHKs in decision-making over COVID affairs. Well, do you remember Mr. Watterson was quite put out by the fact that the Chief Minister was announcing stuff at media briefings before telling Keyes. Human rights or human life, says Juan. Life comes top in my book. A note in from Frida. She says she wishes government would stop moaning. Frida, those who are at the Comus should stop complaining and be grateful they were back safe and sound. The government's doing their best they can in difficult circumstances. A lady from yesterday phoned in with a comment about Mr. Watterson, about her view, and she knows who she is. People should stop whinging and he should stop electioneering. And we clean that up. Caller from Peel says, oh, that's the guy who saw the English registered car. Is Bev for real, Andy? She's blaming people for going on holiday at the start of the year. Now she can't have a holiday. She needs to get a grip, says Ian. Why are people obsessed over faster broadband? It's not like anything gets done here fast anyway. Do they know the health risks that come with faster broadband? Why have Lord Street flats all been fibred up? They're all going to be levelled soon. How is that commercially viable? Now, we've had a few notes in over the past few weeks about rising prices in the shops. And I don't know how much you've been shopping, and I don't know how much you've been paying attention to the prices. So the Office of Fair Trading are the people charged with, you know, making sure everything is fairly traded, as it were. The chair of the Office of Fair Trading is the MHK Martin Perkins. He reckons the Isle of Man has been spared prices being increased But the Office of Fair Trading is monitoring the costs of goods all the time, like fruit, like veg. He explained more to Tia Welsh.
Well, we've been keeping a fairly close eye on what is known as price gouging. And that is when you have a natural disaster or some problem when sellers dramatically increase the price of goods over and above what can be reasonably expected. But regarding the complaints, I think we've only had 5 complaints in. And I gather that fruit and veg were only 2 complaints. Now, again, we do keep a close eye on this, especially in regard to UK prices. We do comparisons. And there's quite a few reasons why fruit and veg have increased. Although, if you actually go to the government website, gov.ammedia inflation, the Cabinet Office publishes inflation figures and price comparison figures for a whole variety of things, including a basket of groceries that the average family could expect to purchase. When you look at that, it actually shows that certain specific food items has actually fallen by 5% since last year. Now, I say that with a cautionary note because the figures for May haven't yet come out. They will be published, I think it's on the 18th. That will have a closer reflection on what has actually happened since COVID has been present. One thing that has become apparent on the island, people are discovering Manx produce and realising how fantastic it is. They've actually changed a lot of their shopping habits, relying on delivery from local farmers and local producers, local butchers. There will be big changes afoot, I think, when the economy settles down after coronavirus.
When would the Office of Fair Trading step in if prices were unreasonable?
We would step in on any reasonable, substantiated complaint. If somebody just rung up and had a moan on the phone, if they were able to substantiate their complaint, then our officers would actually investigate.
Well, we spoke to Tesco, and they say they haven't increased prices. Some promotions have been cancelled, including multi-buys, where it's going to be irresponsible when we have a limited amount of stock, they say. It means some products have gone back to their pre-promotion prices. Industry jargon, isn't it, that? Some multi-buy promotions remain, including meal deals in areas where they have good availability. They've run a small number of promotions on products where they know there's enough stock in the industry to help suppliers, for example, steak and roasting joints and what have you. Tesco continues to apply the yellow sticker price reduction to products nearing the expiry date, helping to ensure the products are sold and reducing food waste as well. How have you spotted? Have you spotted prices going up at all? Well, that's the Office of Fair Trading and the chair, Martin Perkins, MHK. I just wonder, well, yesterday, of course, it all changed yesterday, didn't it? Lots and lots of places open. And certainly in Parliament Street, Bourne Place and Market Hill in Ramsey, Michael Street and Douglas Street in Peel, Station Road and Church Road in Port Erin, all pedestrianised. And everybody's got a social distance. So if you were shopping in Parliament Street, Bourne Place or Market Hill, Ramsey yesterday, Michael Street or Douglas Street in Peel or Station Road or Church Road in Port Erin, how do you think these new pedestrianised things worked? We had a note in from somebody who said they were at a shop in Ballasalla. They went in, there were 2 other people in there, and suddenly 4 people just walked in. They were almost tempted to walk out. So I'm just wondering whether the shops have got, you know, the queuing stuff in place, the tapes and everything, or whether they're... And if you were in a shop when there were the requisite number of people inside and 2 or 3 people just walked in, what would you say? Would you complain? Would you walk out? Or would you just look at your shoes and blush? Neil says, Andy, I'm tired of these MHKs. And particularly Mr. Watterson, who's continually undermining our Chief Minister and his team. This attitude by Mr. Watterson and other certain bitter and jealous MHKs, his words, is appalling. Howard Quayle's doing an excellent job to protect the Isle of Man and the community on it. I've got enormous sympathy for the Killen family, but we can't risk our viral security by relaxing our borders at this dangerous time. Thank you, Neil. Interesting note there. The Speaker has a duty to remain impartial and to act as an overseer of government policy, whether he agrees with it or not, says Roz. And Howard, it will be interesting to know how many of those repatriated people and jailed social distancing offenders are claiming legal aid. Paul, now, crazy and stupid questions, believe it or not, cost the Manx taxpayer a lot of money when brought before Timwald, as dozens of people will have to work on this and come back with answers to Mr. Watterson's questions. In the meantime, somewhere on the Isle of Man doing manual labour will lose their job due to government tightening the purse strings, says Paul. Well, it's quite right. Anything that happens inside Tynwald or Keys costs a lot of money. Lots of civil servants' time and lots of politicians' time. Well, there's a cost to everything, of course. The difference between the UK and the Isle of Man is that in the UK they have returned patients from hospital to care homes while suffering from COVID. We've been much more sensible here and have been unfortunate to have one care home affected despite our strict measures. Mike, I choose to live here and my family is still across. However, although I feel for the man wanting to come back for the funeral, my dad has been ill recently and we both accept I simply can't visit. Some of the notes in today on The Man in Line on Manx Radio. I just wonder what you think. David Christian, the leader of the Douglas Council, has welcomed the government measures to ease restrictions on the retail sector, which will permit non-essential outlets to resume trading. Mr. Christian says that the Douglas Council has been working with the Department of Enterprise, traders and the Chamber of Commerce to arrive at a route map for getting the Douglas retail sector up and running again. In support of the easing of restrictions, the Shop Safely Guidelines, another set of guidelines. You have to maintain a 2 metre distance at all times, including when queuing outside and once you're inside a store. Okay, 2 metres outside and inside. You need to shop alone where possible to help reduce congestion. You need to listen to and respect staff at all times, helping to keep you safe. Go contactless where possible with your payment method and follow directional markings and respect one-way rules which may be in place. And you need to wash your hands before and after shopping. How do you wash them before? Use sanitizer where it's available inside the stores. Now, if you've been shopping, have you seen all that happen? Have you seen everybody maintaining a 2 metre distance outside and inside the shop? Inside the shop? Have you shopped alone? Have you made sure that only one person goes in the shop? Have you listened and respected staff at all times, helping to keep you safe? Are you contactless? Have you followed directional markings and respected one-way rules? And have you washed your hands before and after? Let's see. Andy, two shops. I'm not going to mention the names, but 1 litre of Bell's whiskey, £21 in one shop, £29.95 in the other. Well, you know where to shop then, don't you? I'm not suggesting you have to drink whiskey, but if you do, we lost someone last month across and we didn't moan. A warning to shoppers to check the weight and size of what they're advertising. The price marked as many products aren't the size as stated. So you need to check how much you pay and how much everything is, how much it weighs. Pounds per kilogram. Sterling per kilogram. The Office of Fair Trading sits on the fence. I approached them with a problem at the beginning of lockdown and they replied that the unprecedented situation means the times will change, says Peter. Unfit for the purpose, they say. I personally think the Office of Fair Trading is toothless. When was the last time you saw a prosecution by the Office of Fair Trading? Says that correspondent. What planet is Mr. Perkins on? He needs to send his staff to garages to check the shocking price rises during the lockdown, says Anne. Thank you for that point on prices. And if you spot any prices you think are excessive, if you want to take a little, you know, sly camera shot and just send it into The Man in Line, we're more than happy to follow those. The email address is maninline@manxradio.com. Of course, you call while the programme's on, but when the programme's not on, call 682-631. Anything you want to talk about, we read every piece of email that comes into the radio station. We listen to all the answer phone messages. Many people say, I just want to get something off my chest, but I don't want it broadcast. We'll listen to everything you have to say, and we also read all the emails. Complimentary and critical. And there are plenty of those, let me tell you. That's it for the Man in Line today. Christy's on the way with late lunch. Alex in the afternoon. I'll be back with update at 5:30. There is no media briefing today because Tynwald is in session, so your 4 o'clock appointment can be stood down for today. No media briefing at 4 because of Tynwald. After update tonight at 6, Chris Pearson will be on. Of course, it's the last of 19 marathons for Christian Varley today. We'll have reports on that as the day goes on. And after Chris tonight, Big John Canaan is here at 9 o'clock with the Folk Show. Stu Peters on the Late Show at 10. Thanks to studio producer Howard Kane today. I'm Andy Wint, back tomorrow at midday.